Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood, what's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Here's your co-host, Lisa V, and your host, with all the connections, Dawn Reiss.
Hi, everybody. Welcome Friday Drive Time. We have a special, super fun show for you, Hollywood Connections. It's really Hollywood Connections. And I'll tell you today, God has really brought some people into my lives, and I'm so truly blessed, especially Lisa V.
Oh, thank you.
Were you on a movie set today?
No, actually, I was not able to because of work, but I will be there tomorrow morning at 8:30.
With and Johnny, so you're in
yes.
a film. So Hollywood Connections.
Going to go live.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Gets you connected in show business, and that's what we're here for. And some super exciting guests. We're going to be right back. In the meantime, Bill, what song are we going to play? Bill Tosh.
Push.
Push?
Push.
Push. Okay. We're going to go to Push. We'll be right back. I'm Dawn Reiss and...
Lisa V.
106.1 FM, The Heat.
All these voices running together to rob my soul, push my world, Lord, push it out of control. We'll be right back.
And that is Bill Tosh. He's a part of our show now. Thank you to Bobby Hill Casting.
Thank you, Bobby.
And Bill, we were at the International Christian Film Festival with me and Lisa and Renee, and it was fabulous.
It was so amazing. I was just blown away. I mean, they just really, they stepped it up.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. I'm in awe. Next year, we want to be there the whole year. I mean, the whole week, the whole year.
Yeah.
But they're looking for submissions now for Best Christian Artist, which you should enter.
Yes, definitely.
Lisa has other singer as well.
I have Christian songs.
Yes.
And we're going to.
We got them.
We're going to have some Christian shorts done by then, too. And our movie should be beginning around that time, production. But we're excited. The whole thing just makes you not want to go to the other ones.
Right.
And I know they're awesome, too. And we met a lot of really awesome people. But as far as the atmosphere, you know, you could just tell it's light and day.
Exactly.
I mean, night and day. Yeah.
Exactly. I know. I know. My brother keeps trying to call me. We're live on Facebook.
Hey,
We're live. And we're going to get more into Bill for next week about how you wrote your songs, what inspires you, why did you write them, and so forth. In the meantime, well, let's introduce. I have David Woods with me,
Hello.
And I have Bell. We're going to go to some music right now. And what are you going to play for us? And introduce your name and how old you are. Take the microphone.
Hi, I am Juliana Woods, and I am 12 years old, and tonight I'm going to be playing All Things Are Possible.
All things are possible, and I always say all things are possible with God, and
yes. There
you go. Take it away. You are live on the air. Wave to Facebook as well.
Hi.
Okay, and we're live on YouTube, 106.1 FM, The Heat. Take it away.
Feet are planted on this rock, and I will not be taken by.
yes, yes.
Where did that come from?
Right here. Where did that voice come from, that tiny little body? The power of God. For sure. So we are having so much fun here, and thank you. We're going to have her come back shortly and have a seat. We, girls, you can sit over there on the left. And I know I have another singer, your sister. You're going to sing something, right? And are you going to play the piano or the keyboard?
Yeah.
You play it too, I know.
Wow. Oh, you're 16.
16 years old. Introduce yourself on Suzanne's microphone.
I'm Hannah Woods, and I'm 16 years old, and I've been playing for 10 or 11 years now.
Wow.
So. And she just got her braces off, so she must be able to sing a lot better than
wow.
before.
Yeah, actually, we're gonna come back.
Sing until I've got my braces off now, yeah.
Wow. Well, I know her father, Dave Woods, is here. He's an evangelist, and we're going to go into him, but we're going to go into Suzanne next. We got Belle, a special VIP guest. She is in the house. And
yay,
oh,
Belle.
My gosh, wait till you meet what Belle has in her magical basket. Can you say hi to everybody live on the air, Belle?
Hello, hello. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Yes, wait till you see. You got to tune in. TantalkNetwork.com. Go to Tantalk Radio on YouTube and watch us live. And let's take it away with, and what are you going to sing?
Jesus is the answer.
Jesus is the answer. Yes. All right, we're going to move you. People are saying that you're blocking the Facebook, so we're going to kind of move you over a wee bit. You're good. Just move that little wee bit. You're good.
That over a wee bit?
No, you're good.
Okay,
you're good. Because we're still live on the YouTube.
Okay.
Can we move the piano over?
Yeah, I think that would help. Be a better idea.
So 106.1 FM, The Heat. We are on 104.3 FM, Zephyr Hills. And then we added another station as well.
All right.
And Dave's going to help us with more.
102.3 FM.
I hope you're enjoying the show. We're in for a treat. We have Suzanne. She's got a bus that she does dress ups, and we're going to come back with her naughty ties that I'm wearing. And they're beautiful, and I've got a cross on mine, and it's really gorgeous, very gorgeous. All right? You take it away. You're live on the air. They're all waiting. They're driving. Okay. Just don't speed.
Jesus is the end.
was about your age. I met her through Stuart Whitmore, and it was at the World Championships in California. And I put her on Jenny Jones, and she's with now Dove Records. Yes. So
that's cool.
Rachel Lampa.
Yeah.
Rachel Lampa. Right. Yeah. So hi, Rachel Lampa. If you're watching, watch out. You're just Godspeed ahead. I'll tell you, he's gonna open so many doors for you.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, both of you, both two amazing singers that are here. Right. In the meantime, we're gonna come back over to Suzanne, and you have some questions to ask Suzanne. We've got the Naughty ties that we're wearing, and she's going to talk about her tour bus and Lucy's story. And then we're going to come back with Belle. Then we've got Pastor. We call you Pastor?
Yes, Evangelist? That'd be fine. Evangelist. I'm known as Pastor because I pastored 30 years ago here in Pinellas Park.
Wow.
So if people remember my name from 30 years ago,
right?
Which might be a miracle for this area.
Well, next week we got another show that when you're traveling, I want you to call in because it kind of fits with something we talked about.
Okay.
So go ahead, Lisa, take it away with our VIP guest over here, Suzanne.
Hi.
How are you this evening?
Thank you
for coming on the show. Question, what inspired you to start this?
To create my Naughty
Your
girl
line,
ties.
Yes.
Okay. I was shopping with my youngest child. She was looking for a dress for homecoming. We were in the mall. And this gentleman walks into one of the stores, and he has a very nice suit on, and he has no tie. So he runs in, and he's telling the lady behind the counter, he goes, see the suit? He goes, I have a really important job. I need a power tie. And I'm listening to him, and I think to myself, well, why can't a woman have a power tie?
Right.
So I was like, okay. So I go home, and I go rummaging through my husband's ties, and I find a tie that I like. I go rummaging through my jewelry, which I have a lot of. And
amen.
I love my jewelry. So I started playing with it and this and that, and I put this together and that together, and I wore it to the mall. I called my mom, and I'm like, this is kind of cool. Look what I made. So I sent it to her. Mom's like, that's really neat. I like it. So I go to the mall again, shopping. We didn't find a dress the first time. So I'm walking through the mall, and this lady's approaching me, and she's looking, and she goes, I have to ask you something. And I said, what? She goes, where did you get that necklace? And I said, well, I made it. And she goes, do you have more? And I said, yes. Sorry.
Lots more inventory.
So she goes, well, do you sell them? And I said, yes. And she goes, can I buy that one? And I said, sure. So I sold it right off my neck. Once again, go on the phone with my best friend, my mother. And I'm like, Mom, you're not going to believe what just happened. She goes, well, let's make them. So then I've started making them, and that's the story.
There you have it.
Well, I like the story. You said the news station picked up your bus. You have a bus, and you called it Lucy. Tell us that story about Lucy and what you do with Lucy.
Lucy is an old RV that my mom and I purchased, and we've gutted, and we've made it into a mobile glamour unit. We do dress-up parties for women and children. We come out. We bring all the costumes, hair and makeup artist, karaoke, a fashion runway show.
Okay.
We do karaoke. We have... at the end of the thing, if it's for the children, we come out and we do like a red carpet show, and the parents can sit outside and watch all the kids come down, and they do the little turn on the catwalk, little red carpet show.
When the news, and I like your book that you're writing, the news picked you up, and you said you turned a negative to a positive.
Oh, that, yes.
Yes.
I did an event for a young girl. She asked me to come out and help her do this event for foster children. And so I went out to the news station, and the news was covering the child's story. And he was looking at the outside of Lucy, which has always been an Achilles heel for me. And he said, not so glamorous on the outside, but on the inside, you know, was where the magic happens. Well, even though that's what I've always felt, that beauty does come from within, it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, it hurt that somebody said that about my dream, the outside of Lucy not looking like I want her to. But I took all that and I turned it around, and I thought, okay, Lucy's not going to be upset about this. Lucy's going to be okay. So I had this thought of Lucy sitting in traffic and cars like a Ferrari or a, you know, Mercedes-Benz or all these really cool cars pulling up on the side of Lucy and looking at her and going, huh, glamour bus? I don't think so. Look at all your dents. Look at this. Look at that. So back in the original little party that we had done, there was a young girl who did not want to wear a dress. And she said to me, Miss Suzanne, she's like, I don't want to wear a dress. I don't feel comfortable. So I said, well, that's fine. I said, because I've got something over here that you might like. Mm-hmm. So I actually happened to have army jacket, mm-hmm. and I had a hat. And so I showed it to her, and she lit up like the 4th of July. She was so excited to have that. So she put it on, and it was just, everything went from there. So the story, the moral of the story is, it is what's from inside that's important.
That's, and you're writing that book, and I know Patsy's probably listening to Joy on Paper. She's on Tuesday and Thursday, and she's got a book. So I've got to get you on, Patsy. We've been talking, and she's been leaving me messages. I've been so busy. I want to connect you with her, and she's got publishers and agents and everything to help you with your book as well. So that's a really good show.
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Because I don't know how to write a book.
So where can they buy your Naughty Ties and your
the
Instagram?
Naughty Girl Ties.
Right?
It's Knotty. Girl, one word, Naughty Girl Ties. And right now I've got them on, there's a Naughty Girl Tie Facebook page and an Instagram.
Perfect. And I've been putting them on social media as well.
You have. Thank you.
I know people are like, where do I buy one? So,
and you
yes.
look fabulous in yours, and wear it in the best of health.
Well, thank you very much.
You're
and
welcome.
I have a lot of beauty pageant directors that you can judge and go in there and talk as well. And our other reporter, Renee, just got here, and she'll be joining us as well. And she was on the red carpet of the International Christian Film Festival doing a lot of my interviews while I was walking the red carpet.
Hey.
So find a seat over here next to Belle. And I want to thank you, Suzanne. Suzanne actually went to school with my husband. And Tammy had wrote me from one of Bert's high school friends, and she goes, do you know that Suzanne went to school with your husband? And my husband told me.
It's a small world.
Yes, and he goes, you have to call her by Suzanne, my husband. So he remembers that from grade school.
I am a little, that is my name. So
that's awesome.
I prefer it, yes.
That's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
We want to thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, in the meantime, we're going to have Belle. You want to help with Belle? Belle, actually, I met at a fairy festival, and I was taking my break, and I was so intrigued, and like, you know how the little kids look at Disney princesses, and they go, huh? So she just mesmerized me. And so, Belle, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. So rarely do I get to venture outside of my kingdom.
So I'm going to help manage you. I want to get you an agent. I sent you the paperwork.
Oh, yes, yes. You're one of my new fairy godmothers. Thank you very much.
She's so adorable. Look at her.
I know.
And we have so many film directors, producers, agents, casting directors watching. So, Belle, tell us what you have in your magical basket.
Oh, of course, of course. My dear, would you please
start? I will.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, first, I would like to introduce this beautiful piece from artist Victoria Lane. For those of our listeners from other kingdoms who have not heard of her, she makes beautiful egg bags and other accessories, such as Christmas ornaments, from emu eggs, goose eggs, and so many other types of eggs. So here we are.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Wow, that looks like a Renee bag.
It does.
Yeah, right? It's got Renee's name on it. It's a Renee.
It's my name on it. Glitz and glamour all the way, right?
Bling, bling.
This bag is named Mirror Mirror. It is made of enchanted mirror, and she put them all together by hand just for this
festival.
And so here we have inside some of my own handmade accessories. This is an enchanted orchid from Mulan's garden. I put it onto a barrette. And added some accessories to it, some ferns and some other flowers. And you clip it into your hair. You can clip it onto your favorite hat like this.
Oh,
there you go.
Or onto another outfit that you love. And this is a hand-dipped cottonwood leaf. It is a 24-karat gold keychain.
Oh, that's mine.
Wow.
Done.
Yeah.
How much?
if somebody wanted to buy
Done.
This one, how much would it be?
This one in particular is... $18, I believe, in your currency? Yes.
Oh, okay. In your currency, if it's cheaper, I'll pay in your currency.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Let me step back about five steps. Where did she come from? Because I missed it. I just jumped in on this whole...
Her name is Belle. Ask her.
Oh, yes.
Well, where are you from, may I ask?
Oh, of course, of course. My name is Princess Belle. I am originally from France.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Do you speak French?
Oh, I do, yes. However, I made a bet with Gaston that I would not sing or speak any language except your English for the entire day.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Amazing.
Okay. Now, you have some other enchanted things in there that I'm looking at, and people could buy these as well.
Oh, I do. Before we move on from this, I would like to say that the artist Victoria Lane and I have been working with each other on a long-term collaboration, and we're very excited, actually, because this is the only place in the world where you'll be able to buy any of Victoria Lane's works filled with any other artist's works. So we call our line the Royal Indulgence line.
Wow.
And you can purchase any one of her bags and then fill it with some of my own handmade beautiful items. Okay. And those prices do start at, I believe, $350. United States Kingdom. I'm sorry, currency? Yes, right. Currency. Yes.
Okay, and ask her about her enchanted book.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes. You've never seen an enchanted book before.
No, I
have
not.
My.
Here we are.
Look at this little one watching her. She is just adorable.
And yeah. Thank you for holding my fan, Princess. I do sincerely appreciate that. Well, I would... Oh, speaking of fans, I would like to introduce those. May I please borrow my fan? Oh, thank you very much. New for summer of 2019, I have made by hand some
nice.
Brand new
wow.
fans. They are both functional and decorative, so they may be hung on a wall or, of course, used in public.
Beautiful. And how yes. much are those?
They start at $12, and they range from $12 to, I would say, about $50 a piece.
Wonderful. And then do they close, or is it they're open?
They are open.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think they can close.
Yeah. Mm. And so do you no. have a website they can buy this off of?
A website. Oh, I'm so sorry. You do mean the magic technology. Yes, indeed. The format for that, I believe, would be www.roseandvine. Yes, roseandvine.co.
There you go.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Is she from Disney World?
Oh, yes, that is my home.
It is your home.
Oh, it is.
Okay.
It is indeed. Yes, my castle is in Disney World, as your kingdom people would say.
Yes.
So tell us about the enchanted book. That is enchanting.
Oh, yes, of course. Okay. Well, they are all handmade, one of a kind. I'm all sold out except for this one that I made for
the
show.
Oh, it's
show.
A Sleeping Beauty.
Yes.
So very Victorian.
Yes, this is my brand new Sleeping Beauty edition. Oh, do you like that, Princess? Isn't it beautiful? Oh, my.
Somebody's going out to the car after the show. I have a feeling they're dead.
Would there be any chance that we could turn off your lights?
I'm not sure. Right there. Well, we can try.
Just for a second?
Yes,
yeah.
For a second.
Oh, just for a moment.
Sure.
To see what happens.
Wow. Okay, we're well, dark okay. in the studio now.
Oh, hey.
Wow.
Princess, ooh. I need a little bit of help. Count to three with me, and let's see if the magic will work in this part of the kingdom, okay? All right, one, two, three.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh,
wow.
Yes.
Look at that. Oh, wow. My God.
Beautiful.
Oh, wow. And it changes
colors. So you keep
colors.
Everything in
oh,
well,
nice.
Oh. Now, I do believe, oh, yes, here's the fireworks mode.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Very cute.
That is very cute.
Yes.
Fabulous.
And that's the only one you have left?
Right now, but okay. I do make them and sell them quite often, actually.
Okay.
That is adorable.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Oh,
so,
books are my favorite.
Yes.
Well, those are enchanted books. Okay, Bill, we're lights on.
Light
oh my gosh, have you
lights
seen that?
On.
Wow,
lights
that is on. That's amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
And how much are your enchanted books?
They begin at $50. My Sleeping Beauty is a one-of-a-kind piece. It has the title right here, of course. It's been set behind glass, and I hand-lettered the glitter myself.
Wow. Now, how long does your enchanted book last?
Oh, well, they'll last forever, of course. they do come with a magical charging cord. Between charges, it'll last between 6 and 8 hours of light.
I want to tell you, we're going to help sell these. I
yes.
want to tell you, I even had my grandson, he's like, I want an enchanted book.
Oh!
Do you have one for boys?
I do, indeed, and I make them custom as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, because I'll be putting an order in for him shortly.
Oh, yes, please. And
yes.
I have lots of different sizes, shapes. There are rainbow colors like this one, and there are more classic white and light colors mm-hmm. as well.
Wow. Oh, so the enchanted books are a great gift, birthday
yes.
Parties. Like I said, you want a book, Belle. You're probably driving going, who is this enchanted voice we have here?
Oh.
So how long has Belle been around?
Oh, like, for quite a while. Could you please elaborate?
Like around, when did Belle, like, come to Clearwater Beach?
Oh, I see. Well, this was a special trip. I've only been here for about 2 hours, I believe.
Okay.
Definite short trip there, 2 hours.
Quite.
Call Hollywood Connections and book this enchanted lady, please. Bart, I have so many beauty pageants, and I hope you're watching in Texas. We're going to get her down there.
Yes, I mean, you can't see how amazing it is in here unless you're watching on it, you know, on Facebook Live, you know, those listening on the radio, but this is like a treat. It's like
it is.
Disney World's right here in the studio. It's really cool to see the little one over here just light up and look at you. It's great.
So I think, Suzanne, you guys could work together.
Yes, we could.
Yes.
Most definitely. If anybody wants to book a princess party for their little princess, they can have Belle come out and princess with them.
Wow. I think that's great. Sure. I would like to do a children's show here. And maybe we could do an hour be? Of story time with children.
There you go.
Yeah,
I could bring Lucy.
Oh my, yes, to share my love of books with the little ones is my greatest endeavor.
That is so cute. Okay, you've got more in your basket, and we're going to come. We have a few more things of enchanted gifts we're going through. I hope you're enjoying this, everybody. These are great gifts for your children if they have straight A's in school, and they say they want an enchanted book, and say, well, when you are, you know, your report card comes, and I'll get in touch with Hollywood Connections and Belle, and we'll order some. So please share this video afterwards. And Belle, what else is in your magical basket?
I have lots. And I would like to say that if I should come to anyone's birthday ball, there are special one-of-a-kind gifts available for the birthday girl or boy made by myself and my princess friends at the castle.
Wonderful. Wow. Well, maybe we can bring Lucy out and have an event in Lucy and Belle.
I think we can talk to Lola, the station owner, and have it here in the parking lot.
Yes, I would be proud to bring Lucy over. Set
yes,
it up.
Sure. We're going to do a show with vendors and everything. How's that, Lisa?
That'd be great.
And maybe a stage here. I knew we could do something. We've done it before with Christy Alley when she was here.
Hey.
So, yeah. So maybe she can come over. I know she's probably listening.
Yeah. Wonderful. Sure.
We'll get the merrier.
Lucy the Glamour Bus out for Belle. Yes.
Exactly. I'll keep you posted. We're going to work on that.
Yes, okay. Please.
So let me ask you, where did you meet her, Dawn?
I met her on my break at the fairy festival. Mm-hmm. I was a princess pirate.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
You look like a fairy yourself.
Pirate. You were pink princess pirate.
I had to dress up as a pink princess pirate, trust me.
It was very hot, but it was a nice event, right?
It was adorable. I will tell you, I had some ideas with the promoters. They're working on some other festivals coming up, and I have some ideas next year as well. Yeah, so we're.
It's very warm now. It's too warm to do this outside. I'm telling you.
I know.
You know, maybe like beginning of April.
Yeah, we've got something planned next year as well. And then Bill, if you could talk to the engineer and get a song ready for the end of the show, that would be great. And Bill Tosh. So go ahead. Let's see what other enchanted items.
Yes, please. And I would like to say that all of our items come hand gift wrapped. I do a lot of this myself with the hair pieces. So here's a treasure chest. Here's an example of how one of your hair pieces would come.
Oh, a treasure chest. And how much is the treasure chest?
Oh, it's free of charge with almost any gift, unless, of course, it's too large for a small treasure chest. And then we would gift wrap it for you another way.
All right.
Yes. As you can see, I'm enchanted right now.
Yes. Are you also? I'm not sure who's having more fun. How are you?
I feel like I'm in La La Land over here.
I know. Does she, like, miss
her? I'm really, yeah. I'm like, the words that come out of her mouth, it's like she seems so real.
I know. Yeah. She is real.
But I am real.
You know what I mean.
She is real.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, we got a little one here, and that's her favorite.
Oh.
Belle. She watches Belle all the time.
Okay.
We have about 5 minutes more left with Belle here, and then we're going to go into David Woods and talk about what you're doing. But what else do you have in there?
Well, today I brought some French tea tin presses. So these contain organic loose leaf tea hand blended in my kitchen with Mrs. Potts.
Ooh, and how much are those?
Mrs. Potts. He's doing very well. Thank you for asking.
Wonderful.
He was sad that he could not be here. He had chores, of course.
Oh, boy.
And Snow
I still
White.
Think I got to walk out and come back in again. You know? Dazed and confused a little bit. That's all. Don't mind me. Okay. I just worked all day out in the heat. So.
Yeah, what is that, Belle?
Oh, this is handmade goat's milk soaps. It's organic, and it is cured for 6 weeks. Yes, please. Snow White and I make these together.
Awesome. Wow, it smells delicious.
Yes,
and how much is a soap?
The soaps are $10 a piece.
Sold.
And we also have organic hand blended antioxidant rich body sprays.
The body spray.
How are the two gentlemen in the room feeling? Would you like to spray with some milk and honey and spray here? We'll get the gentleman's line started, the Gaston line, right?
Yes.
And what is this?
So what is, how much is this spray? Because that's vanilla and lavender.
Vanilla.
Oh yes, this is warm vanilla lavender. They are each $12 a piece.
I'm spraying.
We have sprays that are formulated specifically for your face to keep your skin pure and beautiful, and as well as to take care of your body.
Now, this is delicious. Okay.
Thank you.
Smells good.
I've also brought one of my enchanted roses.
Oh.
Have you ever seen one?
No.
Would you like to feel it?
Yes. Oh, wow. What does it do?
Oh, my. Well, it has been enchanted. This is a real rose.
That
from my garden, and they are for sale.
Mm-hmm. And how much are the roses?
The roses are $50 a piece. Well, between $50 and $60 a piece, depending on the color that you would like.
Okay, and different color. You do pretty much every color.
Oh, yes.
All right.
I'll pass it around.
I know that.
It will not shatter.
This is look.
Okay, and then what else
really
do you have in there,
Bell? It won't die. It'll be alive forever.
This is my dear friend. He is an aroma gnome. He was modeled after Snow White's dwarves. If you'd like to have a sniff.
A sniff.
Down.
All righty.
Yes.
Aroma gnome.
Wait. Am I sniffing his behind?
You are sniffing any part of it, my friend. Yes.
Well, that's his beard. Here's his nose, right?
Yes.
I'm on the wrong side.
Yeah, she were.
Okay.
Yeah,
they are filled with organic scented fillers. They are safe for all environments for 98% of all allergies. Handmade at the castle, and each one is a one-of-a-kind creation, hand-decorated by us for the season.
Wow, and how much are those?
They start at $10 a piece, and they may run as high as $20, depending on how ornate you'd like it, if you would order it custom.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, and Belle has more. She has a couple more things, and we're going to go right to David Woods in a minute from... he's out of state. I'll talk about his story in just a minute.
Yes. Yes, we're pressed for time.
Yes.
Yes. And we're good. I have one more gift. This is a Woodwick crackling candle, handmade, of course, in the castle. This is in the scent Fairy Tale Flowers, which is our 2019 spring and summer scent. Would you like to have
one? Yes, I would love it. Okay. Lily said that. Okay.
And these are one of a kind. They're made from pure bone china or Japanese china.
I love the little teacup that it's in.
Thank you.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
That's nice.
Okay, and Belle, we have another minute yet. What else do you have in there?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. These are just some stands, and I do have the magic charging cord for the enchanted book.
I think the enchanted book is amazing, and you can buy these. Where can they go again, Belle?
It would be www.roseandvine.co. Our workshop is named the Rose and Vine Gift Company.
Wow, so I could take orders for you. We could talk about that. You know, you got to get these orders in. Great birthday gifts. And if you haven't seen it, you have to watch this video, because we shut the lights off and the whole book lights up. Truly amazing, Belle. Yes. We have some plans for you. I've got some ideas. Maybe we could do some model searches with the tour bus as well. Or I would say Lucy. I got some great talent shows, and maybe we could do something with her. I'm excited. Well, Belle, it has been such a pleasure. Anything you'd like to tell the world?
Oh, yes. Stay sweet, everyone. Remember that beauty and creativity are always in season.
That's nice. All right.
He's got chills.
There you go, Belle.
Right. Oh. That's beautiful.
Wow.
There you go.
Thank you. Welcome. We're going to bring Belle back. What do you think bringing Belle back?
Yes.
We're going to get
it's
some more.
To do with the little kids, younger kids.
I think so, too. Yes.
Some of the parents want to bring their kids.
Yes.
They want to be in the, like she said, part of the model search. And then and I have something that maybe can.
Okay, so we're going to bring the Lucy bus to the station.
There you go.
And we can have an open house, and we can advertise this. I'll run a commercial and guests with Belle, and we'll work that out. We'll work that out.
Yes.
And we'll sell these magical enchanted books.
I like the last one that she showed with the smell. The smell, like lemony. Right,
yeah. Yes.
I like that one.
Amazing. Well, Belle, everybody, thank you so much. Yes. You have a hand clap, like a huge audience clap, because we're all sitting here in Disneyland.
We're in Disneyland.
And we're like, oh my God.
It's been about 10 years since I've been there.
Well, in the meantime, Belle, have a seat. She's got her beautiful attire dress on, and she has come all the way from the Enchanted Forest. And then you have a question. You want to shout out?
I need to do some shout outs. I need to, first of all, thank the Waffle House at 1718 South Missouri Avenue, Brandy and Sue, who took such amazing care of me and made me the best eggs and cheese grits. Also, we have at Beaming Hope Church, Mother's Day, 10 o'clock in the morning. Please Everybody come out afterwards. It's going to be really, really, really great. They're going to be giveaways, gift cards. It's going to be just really, really awesome. And also, thank you and happy late birthday to Marlon from Mi Carreta Restaurant and Bakery. He's always supplied us with food for the show, but I didn't have time to get there this evening. But we always are so appreciative. So please make sure that you visit them off of 54th Avenue in St. Petersburg. I believe it's 2705. Yep. But anyways, I had to shout everybody out. And once again, please make it to Beaming Hope Church. Please go to the website, www.beaminghope.org, for an amazing Mother's Day. I'm going to be there. We're going to be singing. It's going to be great.
Yes, and I'd like to shout out to Bianca over at Massage Envy, because I'm relaxed. And let's go to David Woods. David Woods, yes. I had met him yesterday. I'll tell you, I actually commented your little girl, and I said, she'd be great for the world's tourism pageant and the talented family you have. And David, welcome to the show. I know it's short, but we'll have you call in next week while you're traveling.
All right, good. Well, it's good to be here. Good to be back in Tampa and St. Pete, Clearwater. The whole area is beautiful, as always.
I know. So tell us what you do.
So every January, we leave our house in Washington State as a family. The whole family. We have four children and one on the way.
Right.
Me and my wife. And we load up and we leave in January and we don't go home till November.
Wow.
So every week I'm in a different church from coast to coast, from New York to San Diego, from Miami to Seattle and places in between. And the kids are what they used to call it homeschooling, but it's actually correspondence. So if you know the Jonas Brothers.
Right.
Their same teacher was the Jonas Brothers teachers.
Okay.
So
okay.
Hannah's getting ready to walk the aisle in Kansas City and graduate early, 2 years early.
Nice. Yay. Congratulations.
And she's doing good, and Julie is doing great. But I want to say, if there's young people listening or watching, that kind of piano playing doesn't come overnight.
Mm-hmm.
That takes a tough mother.
Yep.
Their mom is real tough on them. And every day, stay with it and don't give up on it. Because if you give up on it, You will not end up playing like that. That's years and years of playing.
Exactly.
And so I want to encourage young people to pick up an instrument besides their phone.
Yes.
And do something instrumental, because a lot of people, you can find a piano practically for free now. And stay with it. You know, God wants to bless the talent. God wants to bless young people today that can pour their life into something beside an iPhone.
Right.
Not that we're against iPhones, right. But
you do deliverances on people? Or
yes,
tell us
yes.
about your ministry.
Yeah, we have a prophetic and also deliverance ministry.
Okay.
And for years and years, I'm in the ministry now for 39 years.
And Bill is too, right? Bill's been a minister for quite some time.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit coming in the door, So. But when I first started here, we went on the Tampa Bay's rock and roll station in Clearwater every midnight, and we began to minister to the people at midnight in Tampa Bay.
Wow.
And we'd tell them, come on in the church here. It was 66 in Olmerton, where we used to be. And people would walk in off the street, and we would pray for them, get them delivered.
Wow.
But so much is happening all over the United States right now. We had a woman die in our service in Miami just a few weeks ago.
Hmm.
I ran off the platform, laid hands on her, and God brought her back to life.
Hmm.
So it was the coolest thing. I mean, some of the most supernatural things are happening right now in the world,
mm-hmm.
not just in America, but in the world.
What do you think of the youth and the adults and the drug habits out there? You do deliverance with that as well, because we're going to be talking more about that next week, because my Beauty Queen reporter's mom, I don't know if they're on the air, if they've called, but she's going to call in as well and talk about that.
It's important to understand that not everything, you know, when I was younger doing deliverance, I thought everything was a devil egg, devil ham, devil. And we found out not everything's a devil. Sometimes your heart can be right and your head messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And so God can use Christian counseling just as well as he can use anointed prayer, and together they're powerful.
Right.
And Audubon, there's so many authors out there, you know, every man's battle, so many books out there that are helpful to people. But the drug crisis in America is epidemic, and we need as the church to get out of our four walls.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I have a tent, and we use the old-fashioned tents.
Yeah.
We have a big tent. It's set up in Arizona. I've got people running it. I almost thought about bringing it to Florida here.
Wow.
Yes.
But, you know.
We could do something at the station. You see the land here.
I'm open to that.
To talk to Lola.
And we went out. We have 107 FM stations nationwide where we built a network where we took the nighttime mm-hmm. programming from midnight to 3 that nobody mm-hmm. wants.
Right.
And I said, give it to me. So stations started giving me their hours, and I started ministering to the hurting and the broken. Right. And being in Las Vegas, you know, there's a lot of hurting and broken people in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And so I called up. I felt led in my spirit to call the lady there in Las Vegas. She has a ministry called Hookers for Jesus.
Oh, no.
And she's a former prostitute call girl that got saved and transformed her life, totally changed her life.
And is now helping all and the other women. See, that's what
she,
you do.
She took a snort of cocaine. She killed her baby that she was pregnant with.
Wow.
And she totally turned her life over to God. Her whole life's changed, and now she's reaching out to young girls that are stuck.
That's amazing.
So all the religious people nearly crucified me, you know, the Pharisees, for having somebody like that on a Christian. But I said, I got the middle of the night. I'm in Las Vegas. What else are you going to do?
Right.
And we had 16 young girls that were into prostitution call in 1 hour after her testimony in Las Vegas.
Wow.
And they all wanted help. And before people get too judgmental, all of them were under the age of 18, and their parents were pimping them in Las Vegas.
Oh my God.
So we have an epidemic problem in America that is stemming from drugs, stemming from addictions. Not just drugs, but the sex is an addiction, and mm-hmm. we've got that going on in America. So reaching out to the helpless, to the hopeless, to the hurting in the middle of the night is our big theme. So far, we reached one guy called in his Mercedes at 1 in the morning and in Charlotte, North Carolina. Was going to drive into, he didn't know whether he was going to drive off a cliff or drive into a pole, commit suicide. He's a multimillionaire. Mm-hmm. Just because you're rich doesn't mean you got it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I know some broke rich people, mm-hmm. and you need Jesus in your life. And mm-hmm. if you don't have you don't need religion. You just need a relationship with the Lord.
Right.
And so I encourage pastors and churches to get Jesus out of the box.
Right.
Take him to the street. Take him to Home Depot. Take him to Walmart.
That's what we do at Beaming Hope
kindness.
Church.
Yes.
Yeah. Show him kindness that Belle was talking about.
Yes. We need more Belle in your life.
Yes.
Well, God in your life and Belle.
So we decided, we're so busy, and God healed me of a heart attack. The doctors couldn't find what happened.
Wow.
And so I learned that I've got to take some time off. So we just closed out a meeting up north in Evansville, Indiana, and I said, you know what? Let's go to Clearwater. So we're down here resting, and
Amen.
That's how we ran into you.
I ran into you, and it was
so
a divine
So I looked at that. I said, these are divine connections. I'm meeting Bill. These are divine connections where I'm meeting people. I want to come back in the end of the year, January of next year, and I want to hold a meeting.
Well, let's do something special.
I'm looking for a place, a venue that I can do.
I think we could do this.
Well, you could join partners.
Partner up. Bill. That'd be great.
Well, I mean, I think you need two of you to do this.
Because a lot of the religious people don't want to venture out in special meetings like this.
I know.
This
we have yet. 5 minutes and we've got a couple callers on. And real quick, I think we could do it here. Mm-hmm. We could do an hour special with you for Revival.
We bring our tent out here.
Yes. And let's plan
on January.
That, Lisa. Yes.
In January.
Yes.
Bill's in.
Lola, we
Bill's
need a
in.
Meeting with you.
When I set the tent up in Detroit, the mosquitoes came. They suck. I said, God, why couldn't you invented the mosquito to suck the fat, not the blood? I would have said, here am I. Here am I, Lord.
That's all right. We'll make sure they spray before we set up.
That's right. January.
Okay, we have a caller. I know their phones are ringing off the hook. Go ahead. You're
hey,
on
caller.
The air. I'm sorry. We're so late on this. You're on the air.
Hi.
Who is
that
this?
Me?
Hi.
Hi. This is Becky. That's all.
Yes. Hi. What is?
Hi. I have a producer. Is an LA producer, Troy Duvall. He's a friend of mine. He's Emmy nominated. He's coming to Tampa to share his wealth of insider knowledge on May 25th. It's a exclusive workshop called Documentary Reality TV 101.
Right.
Concept to distribution.
We're excited. Sorry for making you wait so long, but we're excited. What website? Because I already put that on social media. And thank you so much, Rose Rosen, casting director, for sending you over. And where do they go to see that?
Yeah, they can go to your website, and there's an Eventbrite page that's attached to it, or they can go to, there is a page that's made for its Documentary Reality TV 101, from concept to distribution, that's out there. It's going to be May 25th from 1 to 4 at PPK, which is an advertising company in Tampa. It's a really great advertising company, 1102 North Florida Avenue.
Okay, we're looking so forward to that, and I'll help social media. What I'd like to do is talk to you after the show and run a commercial for you and get people. And we'd like to be there for media. I've been to the place down there, and it's awesome. And we want to thank you. I know we have 3 minutes, so just hold on. I hope you're enjoying the show. And hold on.
I am. It's a fantastic show.
Thank you. Yeah, so we have another caller. Deidre, are you still there? Deidre?
This is our mom, Jackie.
Oh, hi, Jackie. Jackie, it works with substance abuse. And
great, Jackie.
So, yes.
That's
so, Jackie,
good.
Tell us just like in a minute what you do.
Well, I am a mental health counselor, a group facilitator, and a Christian counselor. for a drug rehab facility in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Right, and give your phone number if anybody needs any type of help or any counseling.
954-856-0054.
Right, and her daughter, I want to say I'm so proud of Deidre. She rocked the red carpet last week for me. They were volunteers at the International Christian Film Festival. I have more events coming up for her, and I'm truly, truly blessed to have a reporter, and I have beauty queen reporters out there, and her daughter's one of my top ones, and so she's out on the red carpet making things happen. If you'd like to be a reporter or beauty queen reporter worldwide, I'm about to kick it off with Pageant Planet. Yes, Pageant Woo-hoo! Planet, I'm up there. Right. And they have over 2 million people on their website. So I am actually, that's my side business I've been kicking off with more beauty queen reporters, and there is an audition process. So call 727-871-7788 and we're going to highlight more of Deidre. We need to get you to the station so we can do a special on her during the week. Alrighty?
Sounds good.
Sounds good, Jackie. We'll see you next week. And then also, too, Bill, before we go, I want to thank everybody. David,
thank
you're going
to
call
it's
in
great
next
to
week.
Meet you. Yes.
Yes. And what is your phone number website?
DavidWoodsMinistries.com or Facebook me, David Woods.
Right.
I'm the best looking David Woods of all.
Yes,
you are. I'm headed to Atlanta tonight.
Oh, for our next Atlanta. Meeting. I've got a VH2 TV network over there. I want
awesome.
You to hook up with somebody over
it.
There.
Yes.
And we're going to talk with more stations and things that
yes.
God is bringing
networking.
Us.
Networking.
Networking, mm-hmm. yes. And
Hollywood Connections. Yeah. Hollywood
That's
Connections.
It.
And Lisa, thank you so much for being here and
thank
all the
you.
Fun. And God's blessing you with open opportunities in movies and TV and film.
Yeah.
Bill, thank you for your music. We're going to end with a song with Bill. And
right.
hold on
yeah,
a second.
Awesome.
Yes, and oh, somebody, we're live on the air, and if you can mute us, that would be great. And then also Suzanne with Naughty Ties. Naughty.
Naughty Girl Ties.
Naughty Girl Ties.
Vogue Glamour Parties.
Yes, and Globe Banner. Yes, where can they reach you?
Vogue Glamour Parties and Events on Facebook or Instagram, or Naughty Girl, KNOTTY, Girl Ties.
Right, and Bill, where can they reach you as well?
www.billtosh.com.
Okay, Renee is one of our reporters as well, and we've got some things we're doing, a health and wellness show during the week. If you've got a product, beauty product, we're putting that together. We're super excited. Yes, Renee, we have 1 minute.
Yes, health and wellness. We're going to be doing that either on a Tuesday or a Thursday.
Correct.
So any doctor's office, any holistical, anything like that, anything in beauty, we're going to be holding an hour show.
That's right. So get in touch with us. Enjoy. Bill, everybody, thank you so much for being
yes.
here. What a blessed show. I hope you enjoyed. Please buy these enchanted books and her enchanted gifts from Belle. And we're going to bring her back. I'm Dawn Reese. Remember, give God all the glory and honor. Watch things in your life. Let's end it with Bill.
Dream of these few things, a heavenly passion on a fallen world comes together with these few words. All I can do.